Groups like Flyers Right are asking that the Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes be grounded in the U.S. as they have been in other countries after that crash in Ethiopia this weekend, which was just 5 months after the same kind of plane crashed in Indonesia. What would a U.S. grounding mean? Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hey, how are you, Robin?
I'm good. And you're also a pilot in training. We want to ask about that.
I am, yes.
Right. But American Airlines has 24 of these planes.
Yep.
And we spoke to an American pilot yesterday. He said, while he didn't know that much about how to override the system in the 737 that has caused so much concern, he does know now he would fly the plane. But this morning on Morning Edition, a pilot said he'd get on one of these planes, but he wouldn't put his granddaughter on one. What does
that
do?
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got about 50 of these planes between Southwest and American Airlines. They can be taken out of service, but it does seem to be that if you were properly trained in how to handle it, you can handle it. And that information has been sent out to pilots. The issue is when a safety concern arises on a plane, particularly with the way the plane is pitching, if it's going down or up and you don't think that's supposed to happen, the thing that a pilot has to do to correct it is very different than what intuition would tell you to do. Mm. And that's what, whether it's the plane that went down, the Air France plane that went down in the Atlantic or the Lion Air plane, you have to know how your particular plane behaves. Now, the pilots in the Ethiopian Airlines flight don't tend to have as much training as U.S. pilots do. And that's why the U.S. airlines are responding by saying, we don't think it's a plane problem. We think it's a how to handle the plane problem, and we think we're well trained in that.
But what about this feeling of lack of trust? I mean, Boeing's importance to the U.S. economy cannot be overstated.
Sure.
The largest U.S. exporter.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what happens if people don't trust?
And to not trust a 737 model plane, right? This is the 737 MAX 8, but it's a continuation of a plane that started in 1967. It is the world's most popular commercial plane, and it is the best-selling plane for Boeing right now. So it's a major deal, and some passengers are expressing concerns, right?
Yeah.
We have reports of passengers on American Airlines flight out of Miami complaining to flight attendants. Some claim they wouldn't have boarded if they knew the make of the plane. Some airline workers have expressed concerns. Some flight attendants have. So it is much more a matter of trust than a matter of technical specifications about how to stop these planes from crashing.
Well, but that's no small matter. And we should say there's been no conclusive evidence that it is this system. The preliminary investigation in the Lion Air flight points to it, but not conclusive, and there's nothing in the Ethiopian. So the FAA may be making a perfectly acceptable decision. But this is an anti-regulatory administration. Patrick Shanahan, the acting Secretary of Defense, is a former Boeing executive.
Yep.
There had been questions about whether he has improper influence favoring Boeing. Are suspicions going to make their way into this?
Well, they always do in these things, but I will tell you, regardless of who's in the administration, airlines never want the regulator to impose grounding of airlines. The same thing with automobiles, right? They want to do these things voluntarily. And what Boeing doesn't want to do is have all of its clients out there told, don't fly this airplane. They're okay with some of these people grounding the airplanes and dealing with whatever has to be done. But always, an airline never wants the FAA to do it. So I'm not terribly surprised. I do think within 72 hours, we're going to see most of the U.S. airliners stop flying this plane until they figure it out.
Ali Velshi, thank you so much.
No problem.